Blog Talk Radio.
Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen, amen, amen. Good evening, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. I am your host tonight, Pastor Constance Whitehurst, and I thank God for you being here. Praise God. Pastor Jasper is still recovering from some surgery, but he sends his love and his blessings, and thanks everyone for your prayers. Praise God. Well, we're going to go ahead and move forward, excuse me, with the program tonight. We thank God for his presence with us, and we like to usher in, excuse me, we like to usher in, praise God, the presence of God with a song of praise. So we welcome you. We thank God for everyone that has tuned in. And we just want you to be blessed by, hallelujah, Charles Jenkins as he shares with us the awesomeness of our God. Listen and be blessed.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain. That's it. My God is awesome. Come on. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word, come on everybody. My God. Come on, somebody lift your voice. You know he's been good to you. Testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on. My God.
My God.
Verse 2.
Awesome.
Savior of the whole world.
Savior of the whole.
Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes.
By his stripes.
I'm healed. Yeah. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Listen. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome. Where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome. Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say,
he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's celebrate the awesomeness of our God, because indeed when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done and all that he is doing, oh yes, I give you all the praise. Let's go to the throne of grace in prayer. Prayer, hallelujah, Lord. We just celebrate your presence. We thank you, Lord God, that you are such an indeed, such an awesome God. There is none like you, Father God. We give you all the praise. We thank you, Lord God, for to come before you again tonight to study in your all-powerful, all-sustaining word. We ask, Lord God, that you bless the woman of God afresh, Lord God, as you have anointed and appointed her for a time such as this, as she brings forth the word that you have placed within her belly tonight. We just give you all the praise and all the honor and the glory. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you that you show up and do what only you can do. Anoint our hearts and our minds and our spirits to be able to hear what thus saith the Lord. Let your word go forth tonight and let it not return void, but let it accomplish that for which it has been sent and purposed to accomplish. And we will certainly give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. And we ask this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, praise God. We thank God and we give him the praise. Tonight we have speaking as our minister of the hour, none other than our very own. She is now New Season Ministries' very own associate pastor, Gretchen Manley of Lake Charles, Louisiana. We bring her to you knowing that this woman of God has been anointed and appointed for such a time as this. She does not mind speaking forth the word, and God has graced her to be able to speak forth his word with power, with authority, with the anointing, and we thank God tonight for her. So without further ado, I'm going to open the lines up so she can go ahead and share with you, praise, the word that God has laid on her heart and placed within her belly. Associate Pastor Manley, can you hear me? Praise God for you tonight.
I can hear you loud and clear. God bless you, Pastor. God bless you. Thank you so much for this opportunity to come before the people of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. We thank God for you. And the mic is yours. And we're excited about all that God is doing in your life. So go right ahead, please. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I'd like to give honor to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and also give an honor to my pastors, Pastor Jasper Whitehurst and Pastor Constance Whitehurst. Thank God for them. And all of those pastors and preachers who are in the listening audience tonight, God bless you, God keep you, God strengthen you, God build you up where you're torn down and make you strong where you're weak tonight. Hallelujah. My scripture this evening comes from the book of Psalms. It's 68, 1 through 8. Psalm 68, 1 through 8. And it reads, "Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him go hasten out before him." We're talking about letting God arise. And my scripture, I'm going to entitle this, "Let God arise. Let go and let God arise, arise." Have you ever used the words let me have it, let me try it, let me see, let me go? I remember when my children were little and they wanted to do things on their own, and they'd always snatch away from me maybe a toy or something that they were doing, and "Let me do it, Mama. Let me do it. I can do it. Let me do it." There is a lot of meaning in those two words, and it's not a command to be obeyed or disobeyed, but it is a permission. It's asking permission to do something for another person. Now, when someone says, "Let me," you can easily answer back in a number of ways. You can say, "No, thank you. No, I've got this. No, I can do it myself. No, not today." Someone is saying no, but you're saying, "Gretchen, what are you talking about? I'm talking about the scripture that is saying God Almighty is asking you. He's asking us. He's asking them. He's asking everyone to let me help you. Let me get involved. Let me bring my power. Let me bring my knowledge into your situation. You need to look at somebody tonight and tell them, let God arrive. I know you may be in a place where you're the only person in the room tonight, but you can just tap yourself. You can just look at yourself in the mirror, or you can just say to yourself, let God arise in me. In essence, God is saying, will you take your little hands off of this situation and let me put my mighty hands on it? That's what this text is saying. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Can I tell you something, beloved? God is not going to take over your life. Oh, no. I know some people are sitting around, waiting around, saying, I'm just waiting on God to take the situation and take this problem that I have and battle it for me. But let me tell you something. I came to tell you tonight, the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. Oh, yes. He's not going to kick your door in. Hallelujah. This is not like CSI or Law and Order. Oh, no, God is not going to bum rush your door. Revelation 3:20 says you are going to have to, what? Open the door. Because he, behold, he stands at the door and what? Knocks. He is not kicking. He is not screaming. He is not shaking. He is not bombing. He is not calling for help to get you to open the door. The Bible says he stands politely at the door and knocks. And he has all power that we can never imagine. But he will not kick the door in. He will not let you go against any of the wills that you have. He's not going to go against your will. God has given you the will to choose him. He wants us to choose to let him into our house. Can I tell you this evening, God's not going to break in. But let me tell you something. You're going to have to break out tonight. That's right. That's right. You're going to have to break out tonight. You're going to have to let God arise. So many people are waiting on God. I tell you something I hate to tell you. Have you let him into your life? Are you trusting God, or are you just waiting on God to do something that you haven't asked help for? Some people are waiting on God to do something somebody else prayed for. You're waiting on God to do something you heard about. You're waiting on God to do something you read about. You're waiting on God to do something other people have talked about. But I came to tell you this evening, God is waiting on someone to unmute him. God is waiting on someone to choose him. God is waiting on someone to honor him. God is waiting on someone to choose him to say, Lord, come into my life. Come into my heart. Come into my house. Come into this situation that I am. Fight this battle for me and make me your own. Instead of my plans, Lord, let it be your plans. Did you know that he will not let you be wrong if you will choose him? But he will let you be wrong if you decide you do not want his help. If you want to live wrong, God will let you live wrong. Let me just say that again. Somebody didn't see hear that. I said, if you want to live wrong, God will let you live wrong. Don't say that, hey, I'm waiting on God to fix this situation. I'm waiting on God to turn around. God is waiting on you to give your life to Christ. Hallelujah, somebody. I said, God is waiting on you to give your life to Christ. You can't fix people that don't want to be fixed. You can't fix children that don't want to come to Christ. You can't fix a person, a man, a woman, a child that will not, what? Let God arise. Somebody is talking out there, and they say, you know what, Associate Pastor Gretchen, I'm just woe out. I'm woe out from talking to them. I'm woe out from fussing at them. I'm woe out from throwing scriptures at them. I'm woe out from waiting on stuff. But I came to tell you tonight, you have got to stop being woe out. The reason you're woe out is because you have not, I said you have not, let God arise. Touch somebody and tell them, let God arise. Let God arise. Let God arise. Let it go. Let it alone. Put it down. Stop worrying about it. Stop crying about it. Stop worrying over it. Stop talking about it. And let God arise. The Bible says, let his enemies be scattered. I don't know about you, but I like the sound of that, scattering my enemies. Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Spirit showed me that whatever you are battling, attacks of your body, attacks of your mind, attacks on your children, attacks on your marriage, these are not just your problems. These are not just your enemies. Did you know these are God's enemies? And that sickness that hit your body, somebody say that's God's enemy right there. That demon that attacked your business, God's saying that's God's enemy. That devil that's trying to kill, steal, and destroy your legacy, your children, your family, guess what? That's God's enemy. Long before you ever heard of depression, anxiety, poverty, and lack, guess what? All of those were God's enemies. And the only one who can handle an enemy better than anybody else is the holy God Almighty. Somebody say, let God arise in your life. Not tomorrow, not next week, but today. Let God arise and let the enemies be what? Scattered. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I ask you tonight, have you invited God fighting by yourself? Hello, somebody. I said, have you invited God to the battle? Are you trying to fight this fight by yourself? God hates the things that are hurting his children. Let God arise. Let God arise. Let God stand up for you, in you, for you, and through you. Somebody say, it's time to level up. Huh? It's time to level up. It's time to go up into another level. Oh, you need to gird yourself up this evening. You need to get your feet flat-footed. You need to pull your skirt up if you need to and tie it around your waist. Buckle your belt up a little bit higher. Huh? Pull your pants up a little bit higher. Hold your hands up a little bit higher and say, it's time for me to go up to the next level. I'm not talking about you trying to hold out until Jesus come back. I ain't talking about that kind of leveling. I'm talking about letting God stand up against his enemies and put them on the run. Today, hallelujah, let God arise. Verse 2 says, as the smoke is driven away, so drive them away as wax melteth before the fire. So let the wicked perish at the presence of the Lord. Sound like the just the presence of God showing up. Somebody say, God, just look at you and you can melt. Yeah. God, just turn his face towards your situation and that thing is going to be put on run. When God arises, hallelujah, his presence will flow within us. Oh, somebody didn't catch that right there. I said, when God arises, presence is going to show up and show out and explode within you. Hallelujah. Jesus, I'm not by myself. Hallelujah. The presence of God will be what? Magnified and multiplied. I'm talking about a God that's big, y'all. I'm talking about a God that's bigger than big, y'all. I'm talking about a God that's multiplied. I didn't say he additional made himself a little bit big. I said he will be magnified and multiplied. Yeah. Woo! You didn't know the presence of God becomes so hot and so intense, demons can't stand. Ooh, hallelujah. Now, you done said a mouthful right there. I said the presence of God becomes so hot and so intense. Let me tell you, the devil can't stand it. The hot devil himself, he can't stand it when God arises, when God steps into the situation. Demons have to flee. Hallelujah. It says fear melts in his presence. Hallelujah. Somebody got some fear out there tonight. You scared of this. You scared of that. You scared what the city going to do. You scared what your child going to do. You scared what the government going to do. You scared what other countries going to do. You scared what people you don't even know are going to do. But the Bible says it's so hot and intense. When God shows up in the situation, that demon can't stand it. Fear melts in his presence. Hallelujah. The Bible says Jesus must bow down and disappear in his presence. Hallelujah. Addictions, they're going to melt. Anger is going to melt. Confusion is going to be put on the run. Somebody praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm about to let God arise. Praise God Almighty. Somebody give God all the glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't just give him a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Somebody said, what happens when we praise God? What happens when we acknowledge God? Well, what happens when we let God arise? I'm so glad you said that. I looked at 2 Chronicles 20 and 20, 21 through 22 says, and when they begin to sing and praise the Lord, what happened? The Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which came against Judah, and they were smitten. Hallelujah. And even the mountain was moved at the presence of God. You better shout up in here. The Bible says, hallelujah, that the king declared, y'all better start praising and singing to God.
Yes.
Because when you praise God, and when you sing God, and when you uplift God, and when you tell God he is greater and he is mighty, you just activate something in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. You just set loose some angels in the atmosphere. You just get some devils on the run in the atmosphere right now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, because at the presence of God, hallelujah, can't nobody stand up. Can't nobody stand up in the presence of God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says even the mountain was moved. When was the last time you saw a mountain move? Hallelujah. The Bible says when God stands up, when God gets ready to do his duty, when God gets ready to make his move, hallelujah, there ain't nobody big enough. There ain't nobody wide enough. There ain't no river long enough to stop what God has for you. Hallelujah. What God can do for you. Hallelujah. The God of Israel. Pray for Israel tonight, y'all. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's a mighty God. This is the God of Israel. Hallelujah. As we praise God, demons going crazy, y'all. They breaking ranks. They fighting amongst each other. And they will ultimately destroy themselves. Do you know God is not a God of confusion? But he can cause, he can cause your enemies to go crazy. He can cause your enemies to run into one another. He can cause your enemies to melt before him. He can cause your enemies not to know which way you're going. Hallelujah. But we've got to get God into our lives, God into our hearts. Give God the attention and the affection he deserves. When we let God arise, the enemies, his enemies, my enemies, somebody say, they mine, they God, they our enemies. Hallelujah. You don't wait a minute now. You done tell the devil. You done messed up the world. You done messed up now. Because guess what? My enemies are God's enemies. God's enemies are my enemies.
Right.
And he will not let his children go without anything. We are getting ready to see with our own eyes, people. In these last days, our God in a mighty action. The same God that led the Israelites out of Egypt is going to stand up for the children of the same God is about to stand up again. I feel the Holy Spirit up in here. I feel the Holy Spirit turning into my spirit. I feel mountains about to shake. Come on, somebody. You better hold on. You better get a grip. Put your feet on the ground firmly. You might need to hold on to a chest of drawers. I don't know. You might need to hold on to the doorknob. I don't know. You might just need to get on your knees and get ready, because God said when he is able to arise, when he is able to arise, he will put your enemies on notice. Hallelujah. Come on and shout. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. To the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. To the Lamb of God. Let God arise, children. Let God be the power in your life. Let God take control of everything you need. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. God bless the listeners and the doers of the word of God. God bless you. God thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let go and let God arise. Oh, what a clarion call we have here tonight. I don't know about you all, but oh my, feel the presence of the Lord. Let go and let God arise. The woman of God brought forth that word, and it is powerful. It is mighty. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Oh, yes, I was just listening to her as she shared when she started talking about praising God. Oh, my God, in Second Chronicles, that scripture that she shared with us, and when they began to sing and praise God, the word says the Lord set ambushes. He set ambushes. And then it was powerful as she shared with us that your enemies, hear what she said. She said, your enemies are God's enemies because you are a child of the Most High God. Your enemies are God's enemies. And when the word of God says, let God arise and his enemies be scattered, that means your enemies are going to be scattered. Do you hear what the word of God and what the woman of God has shared with you tonight? Praise God. You don't have to worry about any situation or circumstance where the enemy may try to come in and launch his attack. Oh, she shared with you that when he launches his attack against you, don't you know he's launching his attack against the mighty God, because you belong to him. You were created in his image. Oh, that is, I don't know about you, but that sure secures me and gives me an assurance. Hallelujah. Praise God that we don't have to worry for whatever battle we may face. We need to know that this battle don't belong to us, but this battle is the Lord's. And guess what? He hasn't lost any battles. Oh, no, he doesn't. God is a winner in every situation and every circumstance. We go forth from the vantage point of victory. Hallelujah. When we go forth in our God. Oh, what a powerful word. What a powerful word. You can take that word, and I hope you be able to internalize it inside of your spirit, that as the elderly people say, that you get it down in your knower, because there are some days that may be difficult ahead, and you need to be able to recognize that this battle, as Associate Pastor Manley shared tonight, it don't belong to you. Oh, no matter what, she talks about when the enemy tries to come and attack you in your health, or try to come and attack your children, or try to come and attack your finances. All you got to do is stand on the word of God, knowing, let God arise. You need to be able to let go of that thing. That scripture tells us that we ought to cast our cares upon the Lord, for he cares for us. Let go of it and let God arise. Oh, what a powerful word. I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines tonight. I know there are those on this line tonight. Oh, I can tell. Hallelujah. Press 1 on your dial pad if you would like to share in this discussion and share in this word. Press 1 on your dial pad. Have you let go and let God arise? Have you seen the presence of God move in your life? Go ahead and press 1. We want to hear about it by the grace of God. Come on, Mother Pat. 0400. Talk to me tonight. Let go and let God arise. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. My sister over there on that corner. All right, let me go check and see if they have to fire over your house over there. I mean,
that was
encouraging word, encouraging word. And what I got out of that is this. It'll be an easier life, an easier life to live if we let go and let God do what he got to do through us.
Amen.
You see, he's going to do it through us. But when we got to do it on our own, we spending everything else. And God said, cast it on him. Pass it on to him. Let go and let God. And that part about the enemy be scattered. Why you fighting those enemies? You take a stand against them, and you standing in God. And those enemies can't go against our God, because God is too big, too great, too awesome. He's everything. He's everything. All Sister Gresham, Queen over there, I mean, I was totally blessed. And I got to contain myself. I got to contain myself. I praise God with you, honey. Yes, indeed. I praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God is a good God, a great God, a merciful God. He is a big God.
Yes, he is.
And we got to just let go. Let go. You know, like she was saying about trying to get the children saved or doing all the kind of stuff, beating them over the head with the Bible. But you know what? Take a deep breath. Let go. And let go. And it's a whole lot easier. Thank you, my sister. Thank you. Very powerful words. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Mother Pat. Hallelujah for sharing those words of encouragement. Let go and let God arise. Is there another that would like to share in this discussion of letting go and letting God arise? Press 1 on your dial pad tonight. I know that there are those that are out there that felt the presence of the Holy Spirit as Associate Pastor Manley was ministering tonight. If you are dealing with any type of situations where you are in a battle, because sometimes, hallelujah, you've heard ministers say, well, you're either in a battle or you're just got out of one or about to go into it. I'm not going to speak that in the name of Jesus. But if you are dealing with a situation and circumstance, praise God, this message is for you. This message is for us. Let go and let God arise. Give it to the Lord. He can handle it so much better than we can. Caller number 9779. You're on the line and live. Go right ahead, please. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Caller 9779. Connect back with us. Praise God. Go ahead. Is there another? We lost it for a moment. But is there another tonight? Press 1 on your dial pad. You have words of encouragement for this woman of God. She brought forth a mighty word. I know it was a blessing to your spirit. See, we all deal with difficulties, and many times we may not know which way that we need to turn. And sometimes the enemy even tries to have us to think that our situation and our circumstance is insurmountable, but there is absolutely nothing that is insurmountable to our God. Oh, he can handle it. I promise you he can. All you got to do is just turn it over to him. Stop worrying about it. Stop trying to figure it out. Stop trying to work it out. Give it to God. Give it to him. Give it to him. Give it to him. That wayward child, that difficult spouse, that difficult situation, give it to God. Let go and let God handle it. Oh, yes, and he can handle it. He can deal with it. I promise you he can. So much better than we can. So much better than we can, praise God. And we want to also make sure to keep Israel lifted up in our prayers. I know that you probably are aware of the attacks that have come upon Israel lately, but know this. Israel are the children of the Most High God, and he has come through for them before, and I assure you that he is standing firm and faithful to his word. Oh, Israel, God got them covered. All we need to do is just continue to lift them up in prayer, pray prayers of protection over them and rebuke the hand of the enemy. God's got them. And as Pastor Associate Pastor Manley talked about tonight, she ministered, there ain't no need to worry. Don't be afraid, because even in the midst of situations, we're living in a time right now where things are going to be even more difficult. The Bible tells us so. And so these messages, that we share with you, these words of encouragement through the Word of God. Get into the Word of God. Study and know God, He never, ever fails. Praise God. We just give God all the praise. Is there another tonight? Praise God. Go ahead and press one on your dial pad. We would love to hear from you. Hallelujah. Calling number 2375. Go right ahead, please. Can you hear me? Call it 2375. Amen. Amen. Call it 2375. You are live in the studio. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Good evening to you.
Good evening. My name is Minister Pat Long from Columbus, Georgia. I'm just calling in. That was such a powerful word. Associate Pastor Gretchen Manley, that word was so powerful. I just want to let her know that yes, we do look at the word and say that we're, can you all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear. Go right ahead,
please. Okay. It just sounded like you couldn't hear me. The part that let your enemies be scattered, it just brought something to me just saying that we always wonder who our enemies are. We don't have to worry about who our enemies are, but we have to know that God has our enemies already. We don't have to worry about that. So when they come after us, just to know that whoever our enemies are, God already have them in control. So who
Amen.
The attack is not virtually against us, you know, is virtually against coming up against us. It's God. They're, you know, the word that is inside of us that
mm-hmm.
they're after. So
mm-hmm.
we just, I
Amen.
Just thank you for the word. I thank you for the word. It was so awesome. And I will be tuning in more.
Praise God.
I just thank you. Let your enemies arise. I love it. I love it. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. Praise God. Minister Long, are you a first-time caller?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Well, we welcome you to the Seasons of Purpose Radio broadcast. Praise God for you. And, yes, please feel free to tune in anytime. We're here by the grace of God every Monday evening, and we welcome you. And thank you so much for tuning in and sharing this evening. God bless
Thank you.
You.
God bless
you. Amen. Amen. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. Praise God. Is there another tonight? Hallelujah. Press one on your dial pad. It's just that simple to be able to share in the conversation. The Word of God tells us, you know, when you have something, when the Lord lays something on your heart, go ahead and don't be shy. Share it, praise God, because there you may he may have laid it on your heart, not only just for you, but it may be something that God has put in your spirit that will be able to help someone else. So a word of encouragement to be able to help someone else along the way. We're supposed to, as brothers and sisters in the Lord, help to minister and build up, encourage, and edify one another in the Lord and in the faith of our God. Oh, yes, we just thank God. We give him all the praise. Again, we thank Minister Manley tonight. Hallelujah for that powerful word. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. You know, sometimes you hear the word of God and you may be going through some difficulty and you may be feeling even a little bit fatigued in your own body after trying to do this and do that. But then the word of God comes. And believe me, the Holy Spirit has a way of supernaturally strengthening you. Oh, when you hear the word of God supernaturally strengthening you to be able to go forth and continue as he helps you to help to carry out his perfect will and carry out whatever that the tasks are that, that lie ahead. So we just give God the praise tonight. Let go and let God arise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God. Oh, yes. Well, while I'm waiting, if there is another, I don't know why I feel that there's someone out there that has something that they want to say, and they be may be just a little bit shy of not wanting to speak up. But I'm going to tell you tonight, feel free. Don't be shy. Don't be hesitant. God, if God's placed something in your mind and your spirit to say as a word of encouragement, be obedient to the word of God. Be obedient to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Because as I said again, you never know what God has placed on your lips to speak for. It may be encouraging to someone else, something that they need to hear. Praise God. Well, I thank God again for Minister Gretchen Manley. Praise God. We thank God for the word that she's shared tonight. Oh, she has just really edified and brought forth an encouraging word. And we just give God the praise. Minister Manley, we thank God for you. I'm opening you back up because I'm going to ask Amen. You in a moment. We'll, praise God, get ready to close us out in prayer. But again, we Amen. thank God for the Spirit of God and the Holy Spirit that has been placed on the inside of you. Continue to go forth in the things of God, because the God has an anointing on your life, and he wants you to be able to share for a time such as this the word of God
to
the
Lord.
And thank God for you. Amen, amen. Before we close out the program, we never plan to close out without giving the opportunity for salvation. You know, Romans 10:9-10 declares it, and it says that if you but believe in your heart upon the Lord Jesus and believe that God has raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. And see, every message that we bring forth, even the message tonight, it applies to those who know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. If you need to be able to depend upon your Heavenly Father to fight your battles, you need to get to know Jesus Christ so you can delve into the Word of God so that you can be filled with the Holy Spirit that leads, guides, and comforts you. That's a benefit of being a child of the Most High God, praise God. So if you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, you can get to know him right here, right now, tonight. Salvation is not unto you. It's just as simple as a prayer of saying, Lord God, I am a sinner, but I believe that Jesus Christ is your only begotten son, and that you sent him, and he came into this world, and he lived, and he died, and he was resurrected for my sins and for the sins of this world. Lord God, I ask you, Jesus, to come into my life, take charge of my life for the rest of my life. And yes, Lord, I will live for you. And if you prayed but that simple prayer, knowing that Jesus Christ is the Son of the Most High God, and you received him as your Lord and Savior, then guess what? You are saved tonight. Oh, yes, your name has been written down into the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise God, absent from the body is present with the Lord. And it's been written down never to be erased. And so we thank God. The Word of God says that, you know, the angels of heaven rejoice at but one who's turned from their wicked ways and ways of sin and received Christ as Lord and Savior. And so they're celebrating in heaven. Hallelujah. The angels are throwing a party on your behalf, and you are the guest of honor. to reach out to us and let us know if you made that decision tonight. We would love to hear from you. Well, praise God. I'm going to turn the mic back over to Associate Pastor Manley, and I'm going to ask if you would, praise God. Can you hear me, Minister Gretchen?
Yes,
can
ma'am.
You hear me? Amen.
I hear you, Pastor.
Praise God. We thank God for you tonight. And again, thank God for your obedience and sharing that powerful word. Would you go ahead and close us out in prayer tonight? Praise God.
Amen. Let us all go to the throne of grace and mercy, bowing our heads in reverence to the Father Almighty. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we had to spend together learning about you and worshiping your holy name. As we leave this place today, may we be committed to continue worshiping and serving you in our daily lives. Lord, show us ways that we can bless others each and every day as we live. Help us to see you in this mundane world we live in, Lord. We know the world is in turmoil all over the world, Lord, but we remember that you are still on the throne, Father God. We will remember, Father God, to let you arise. Hallelujah. Lord, help us to see your blessings all around us in spite of the things that we don't want to see. Help us, Lord God, to remember all the simple and small things that will bring joy to us each and every day. As we leave this place, but never from your presence, Father, fill us up with your peace and help us to go forth with joy that we can only that can only come from you. Lord God, we love you, we praise you, and bless everyone in the listening audience. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. We thank God for everyone that tuned in tonight. We give God praise. We pray that you go forth and have an awesome week and an awesomely blessed week in the Lord. For my queens, the ladies that are on the line, feel free to tune back in right here this coming Thursday night for Queen Talk, a program where we talk about women's issues from a biblical perspective. We'd love to have you. We give God all the praise. Go forth and have an awesome week in the Lord, and to God be all the glory.
All
we
the
love
glory.
You and
Amen.
Have a blessed night. Thank you, Minister Manley.
God bless.
God
you.
Bless.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praise?
care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now.